Good evening, Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Orchestra. Or is this our string orchestra? It's our advanced orchestra. Excuse me. We're going to hear Fantasia on 17th Century Tune and Emerald Falcon by Richard Meyer. Look forward to hearing your performance of these two fine pieces. My name is Richard Watson, one of two music adjudicators you'll have here at the Music in the Parks Festival held at the Placentia Presbyterian Church in the city of Placentia, California. Welcome, and here we go. Eyes up, concentrate, and subdivide. Gotta be absolutely together. Yeah, you have to wait, basses. Yeah, basses, you really have to listen to the definition of the pulse from the celli. Nice job, upper strings. Yeah, I'd like you to wait a little longer on that crescendo in bar 19, about a half a beat. Nice job, cellos, leading us into bar 23. I didn't hear the 16ths come out as much as I would have liked at 30. One and a two and. Nice. Wonderful texture here. Again, I would like to hear those two 16ths come out a little bit more at 46. Very delicate playing here. Very sensitive playing. Nicely done. Move together on B2. Or B3 if you're counting in 4. There you go. Nice. Don't get loud too soon. So the way it goes is the minute you play, wherever you first establish mezzo forte in a piece, so where mezzo forte is throughout the piece, where you establish piano the first time is where piano should be the in the piece. really is a nice, very, very nice, mature sound that you have. Nice release. Move together. Stay focused and watch. Try and minimize that sound of putting the bow on the stand or whatever that sound was. Oh, it was the mutes. That's what it was. A little bit further off in the distance. Okay, now that spot, that bar 126, with that little rise in the crescendo and diminuendo, a little bit more of that effect. A little bit more separation on those quarter notes to bring out the accent. Very well done. Very well done. Very few instances of lack of precision. Very, very nice job. Very mature. Very mature sound. Very mature group. Don't say that too often about junior high schools. Very enjoyable to listen to. Three and one, and a two, and a three, and a one. Thank you. Okay, now those quarter notes are supposed to be a little longer. Beats 3 and 4, bar 23. And now as that motif rises in the staff, we need to go with that a little bit more. I like the fact that you fixed it. Yeah, now the part that we got to hear there is the basses a little bit. Nice job on the descending line. Good awareness that we have to have that come out. What's the D flat basses? Nice transition. Good job moving together. Don't rush that, violas. You can stretch those triplets a little bit more. Two dita, three dita, one. Nice lightness here, even lighter. This could be lighter. Dilida. One, antita two, antita three. Make sure you define the end starting point of those 16th note triplets. Nice. Watch that. Be together on the downbeat at 136. Nice accelerando into the tempo one. Yeah, now again, and I'm sure that's an interpretation, but I would have those quarter notes be a little longer that have the lines. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Very nice. Very mature. Very mature. Very, very musical. Just the occasional moment of precision lapse. Might be on a downbeat. What was interesting, it was never coming off of a fermata or a long note. Just a very, very seldom little lapses of precision. And occasionally for me, a couple of times where I would like to have had those rhythmical parts come out a little bit more. The digga-digga-dup, digga-digga-digga-digga-dup, those little parts come out a little bit more. On the solo, when you have the 8th, 16th note triplet, 8th, 16th note triplet, you want to start the 16th note triplet on the end of the beat with a little bit of a, just ever so slightly, accent. Dee-diddle-dee-da, where we hear that it's coming in on the end. But beautiful playing. Really, really wonderful playing. I'm really nitpicking to find these things that I'm talking about because you all play so beautifully and maturely. Very enjoyable to listen to, not only as a critic or a judge, but just as a person that appreciates good music. The training that is going on here is second to none, and you need to all be very, very thankful that you are on the program with Greg, doing a great job, great teaching, great learning, and great performance. Thank you all very much.